710 Radio Now 100.9. Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel talking about the biggest news story in the city. Jim Irsay getting arrested on Sunday night. OWI facing multiple charges, felony counts, prescription drugs in his car. Not the greatest St. Patty's Day weekend for Jim Irsay.
No.
I've been a
It was probably great till that happened.
Yeah. I've been a lifelong Colts fan. No doubt we want him to get help. But I was kind of embarrassed as a Colts fan this happened. But like we were saying, the season, he has quite some time until the season starts. Mm-hmm. Go to rehab. Go do what you need to do. Go disappear for a while. And let's hope that you get your life back on track because we support you.
Right. I feel like sometimes you almost have to have something bad like this happen to bring you to your lowest point to shock you into understanding, I do have a problem. I need to stop. I need to get help. Because he might be so deep into it, he just doesn't see it, you know? And hopefully this is the chance where he can be like, you know what? I do need to go fix my situation right now.
Good morning. What do you want to say about Jim Irsay?
Crazy. I've been a Colts fan all my life, and it's, they've said he's got a problem for a while. And, it's just, I don't know. I mean, you would think a guy with unlimited resources and unlimited free time would be able just to hire a driver, but, I don't know. I wish I could put myself in that situation of having $1 billion and unlimited amounts of free time, but...
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. It'd be nice to have $1 billion. And Rachel and I said this yesterday when the news first broke. Was Uber and the Lyft car not available on Sunday night, Rachel and Carmel?
Maybe they were pre-booked. I mean, if I had that much money, I would have just honestly, you could just freaking bring in a helicopter and just be like, you know what, land it on top of the bar, you know, just get me out of here. I'll look cool and I get home safe. It's all good. Like, he could have done anything.
Right. Pretty crazy. And I hope the city can have that luck again to have another one.
Ryan, exactly. We appreciate the call. You have a great Tuesday, all right?
All right, you too.
Good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. What do you want to say about Jim Irsay?
I think more important than anything else, everybody needs to understand that Irsay is a human being just like the rest of us.
Right. Everybody's got demons. Some are bigger than others. Addiction, something that many people deal with. I think it's harder for him to be in the public eye because you have to live this out in front of, you know, people and your critics. And I think it makes it that much harder, honestly, no matter how rich you are.
Well, and a lot of it has to do with the media. I mean, getting pulled over and having a few prescription pills that don't have bottles and failing some field sobriety tests.
Now, let me say this, too. I want to put something else out there. I saw more support for Irsay getting arrested than I've ever seen a player getting arrested. Right. What if it had happened to a player? Would there have been that much support? I don't know. I thought that was just kind of interesting how much support he got for an OWI and getting arrested, where if that was a player, they would have been getting destroyed yesterday.
I think it could have had something to do with the fact that it's pretty public knowledge that he's dealt with addiction problems before. So maybe that was a part of it, too, because you hate to see someone relapse. So I don't know if that had something to do with it or not.
Hey, we appreciate the call. Have a good day. Hi, good morning. It's Kyle and Rachel. Your take on Jim Irsay.
It's embarrassing. I totally agree with you, but I mean, it's not surprising. The man always looks fried.
No, especially the last couple years, 3 or 4 years ago. Google a picture of Jim Irsay, weighed about 85 pounds more, a lot healthier looking. And now you see him and you're just like, what happened to this guy? And then you saw the behind the scenes of Jim Irsay's life on Sunday night when all this stuff came out.
Exactly. And it just goes to show that, you know, the Colts is not Jim Irsay. The Colts is the team. It is the players. He just owns it.
Right. That's true. I mean, you know, they're still a great team. I think he's still a great person. I just think that maybe it's time for him to step away and fix himself before he comes back and, you know, and can proceed with this.
Thank you for the call. Have a great Tuesday.
You too. Bye-bye.
Regardless of your take on Jim Irsay, well wishes to the owner of the Indianapolis Colts.
Absolutely. We're rooting for him.
Let's just hope he wasn't taking any selfies on Sunday night. It's Radio Now 100.9.